Hello there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, a free weekly email newsletter, and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development to groups and companies. And coming soon, I'll be launching a membership circle to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. Want to finish strong with me this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. For the link, drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or follow the Zoom room link on my Instagram or Facebook page. Welcome to Your Organized Life, episode 75. This week's topic is that my tree has leaves. And it does. And I'm going to tell you what that means and what that means to us as human beings who also need things to thrive. I stood in my dining room this morning and exclaimed, "My tree has leaves," excitedly out loud to absolutely no one. I was drinking my coffee and gazing out my newly washed over the weekend front windows and admiring the sunshine, and I realized that my new little tree has leaves. And this is noteworthy, trust me. You see, we had a tree in front of our house for many years. He was so beautiful, especially in the fall, that people would stop and ask if they could pick up some of his leaves because they were so brilliantly colored. And then after one of those, I don't know, recent years with blight or borers, he wasn't doing so well. We did what we could to help him out for a few years, fertilizer, extra water, etc., but his days were numbered. And eventually, our village's arborist said the tree needed to go before the tree hurt someone or someone's car if he fell over or infected other trees. So we had the tree cut down. We liked having a tree in the front yard, though, so the next spring we had another tree planted. This new tree had two seasons to thrive, but he never did. The second season, I think he had one leaf. Seriously, just one. Sadly, he too had to go. We were assured that our yard and the placement and the type of tree were not the problems, that more likely that particular little sapling just wasn't healthy. So fast forward to last fall when we had another tree installed. Hope springs eternal, right? And since he was installed in the fall after all the leaves fell, we had no way of knowing if he was healthy or not. But he is. And now that spring is here, he has leaves. So there's the story. Now you know why I'm rejoicing. I heard a statement many months ago and it has stuck with me. It was a Facebook reel or TikTok and I don't remember who said it. So if you know and you can tell me, I will cite it appropriately. It was on a therapy or a mental health channel. And here's the quote. "Seeds aren't lazy and neither are you." Meaning if a seed doesn't grow, we don't say that the seed is lazy. No one tells the seeds that they're lazy. And if you aren't flourishing, it's probably not because you're lazy. Seeds aren't lazy and neither are you. What's more likely is that the seed and you don't have what is needed to thrive. Like my original tree or my first little sapling. After my original tree was weakened, we tried to support him, but he was too far gone. And my first little sapling, well, I really have no idea why he didn't thrive, but we were assured that the environment we provided would support a sapling, just not that one, apparently. We can ask what a tree needs, like a hospitable environment, the right climate, sunshine, water, opportunity, patience, and then we step back and we let it grow. Sometimes a plant can receive too much care. Yes, that is a possibility, metaphorically and actually. So a couple summers ago, I had what I thought were fruit flies in my kitchen. Except we don't leave fruit or any other food out on the counter. And the fruit fly solutions, according to the internet, like vinegar and dish soap in a jar or the cool ultraviolet fan thingy that I bought on Amazon, did not work. And I noticed that the fruit flies were on my houseplants. So after a little more Googling, I determined that the reason the anti-fruit fly solutions weren't working was because what I thought were fruit flies were fungus gnats, which I'm sorry, but I feel sound monumentally more disgusting, a fungus gnat, but I digress. So the solution to the fungus gnats, by the way, was to water my plants less and also use a peppermint spray from Amazon that cleared up the gnats in a week. So it turns out you can care too much. I was apparently overwatering. I was caring a little too much. So taking the metaphorical leap here, often we need to adjust our supports or our environment to help us grow as well. Sometimes we don't have what we need to thrive, either not enough or too much. And sometimes we just aren't in the right situation. And this all comes down to awareness, awareness, awareness. For us to flourish, we may need to take a moment or some time to review where we are, what we need, what we don't need, and how we will know when we're flourishing. But what do we do with that statement, right? I always want to recommend actionable steps that we can apply this week or whatever week you're happening to listen to this episode. So I'm going to stick with the plant theme here. And sticking with the plant theme, I will share that I am a joyous but indifferent gardener. I love to plant veggies and herbs and to care for them outside in the summer. I like the getting my hands in the dirt part and the puttering in the garden part of gardening. Those things are fun and relaxing to me. I also love the using fresh veggies and herbs from my garden in my cooking part. I find that fun too and so satisfying, and it supports my desire to eat healthy and well. So it seems that in my garden and in life, we can walk through the process for a better yield, whether that is tomatoes or priorities or productivity or whatever it is that we are looking to improve. And as I wrote this article this week, I realized that last week's PACT Goals, P-A-C-T, article could have been all about gardening too, the process, and not just a once and done event. So to review, PACT, P-A-C-T, goals stand for purpose, action, continuous, and trackable. So let's start with our purpose. For example, I can say, I want to be a better gardener. And in this example, better means I would like to yield more produce at the end of the summer. So next, I need to determine my actions. I can educate myself by talking to other gardeners who actually know what they're doing, or by reading books, or by reading up online. And once I know more, I can choose to plant dozens of types of vegetables this summer and hope that some of them work out, or I could narrow in on fewer types of plants and get better at those specifically. And if you could see my small backyard, I am going to choose option two. So I will choose to focus on a few types of vegetables and get better at those specifically. For example, I love growing and eating tomatoes, but my plants didn't produce much of anything last year. So I need to learn and then take new actions. And once I know more, I can decide and then act on watering more often or less often, providing more sun or less, more or less pruning, etc. I can pay attention to what other inputs or supports I can use to improve my outputs. I always use physical supports like a tomato cage because sometimes we all need more support. So the third step of PACT Goals is continuous. Continuous care is required for my gardening success and my tree, I suppose. Once I know what actions to take, I need to be consistent with taking them. I'll add morning gardening into my summer morning routine to water and tend, and I'll be ready to observe and adjust my regular activities too based on progress. And I can track the progress, like plant height or growth or number of flowers that will turn into tomatoes later. And obviously, I can look at the yield at the end of the season to learn from the process. So to review, right? Well-intentioned care, not too much, not too little, and a supportive environment will help my little sapling and my garden grow this summer. Goal setting and PACT goals specifically can help us to flourish by determining the right supports for us and what we want to achieve, the routines and habits around implementing those supports, and how to make adjustments to be successful. I took a walk last evening and I noticed the two trees in front of a neighbor's house have the same red-brown leaves my little leafy sapling has. I believe he's a maple. These two trees are tall and full and gracious, sharing their shade and beauty with the neighborhood. And that is what I want for my little tree and metaphorically what I want for you as well. Support around setting and achieving goals is what productivity coaching is all about. If it's time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much and talk to you next week.